In Geneva today, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton implored the world to hold Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's regime accountable for atrocities that include reports of executing soldiers for refusing to shoot their fellow citizens. Hundreds of protesters who began a march today in Tripoli dispersed after pro-Gaddafi fighters rushed to the scene. Meanwhile, opponents are consolidating their hold on the eastern part of the country. The U.S. has begun sending aid teams to Libya's borders to help refugees, and the Pentagon says it's moving some troops into the region. Indira Lakshmanan is foreign affairs correspondent for Bloomberg News. Indira, earlier today, the European Union agreed to an economic blockade against Libya. What might be the effect of these new sanctions?
Well, I think the most immediate effect might be on oil. The German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle has urged a freeze on oil payments to Libya for the next 60 days, and Italy has also said that it stopped crude oil and gas shipments from the country. The question is, can you, by putting economic, financial, banking sanctions, et cetera, even arms embargo sanctions, can you have an immediate impact on the behavior of a leader who is determined to cling to power and has been willing to kill his own citizens?
And another thing under consideration is this no-fly zone over Libyan airspace. There are calls now in Congress for the U.S. in conjunction with NATO forces to establish a no-fly zone as a way to limit his ability to use power, air power, against Libyans opposed to his rule. But this no-fly zone would need U.N. approval, and some EU nations are reportedly cool to the idea. Is that a viable option for the international community?
I mean, that is a huge question, and I think whether the White House is even in favor of it is another question. I think at this point, everyone is making noises that nothing is off the table. But the problem with the no-fly zone is that it takes time, it's not easy to impose, and, it's maybe harder than it sounds at first.
Well, what's having an impact right now is a worsening refugee crisis, and I understand U.S. Secretary Hillary Clinton in Geneva is trying to rally, in addition to pressure against Libya, steps to deal with this problem. What's the extent of the humanitarian crisis, and how might the international community deal with it?
Yeah, I think the humanitarian crisis is probably quite serious. I don't think there's a lot of understanding from the outside world of exactly where it is at this moment. Remember, a lot of these agencies have been forced to flee, just as American and international oil workers and diplomats fled the violence in Libya, so too have a lot of the humanitarian workers.
Secretary Clinton also disclosed that the U.S. has begun talks with some of the Libyan groups who are fighting Gaddafi. What can you tell us about those discussions, and would the U.S. consider recognizing and even arming a provisional government?
That is a huge question, and I think, you know, a major pitfall in this is talking to opposition leaders when you don't really know who you're talking to. Some of the people who are trying to take on the mantle of a new government are former officials, like the former justice minister who has offered to form a provisional government, the former head of the Libyan special forces who defected and has urged the rest of the special forces to come with him. So a number of them would be known figures to the U.S. government. But I think some of them, you know, the U.S. has to be careful, and Europe too, I'm sure, not knowing what the motives are and what the ideology is behind, you know, people who are just rising up now and casting off their affiliation with Gaddafi after perhaps 42 years of alliance with him.
So we have sanctions by the U.S. and the EU, U.N. resolutions, a possible no-fly zone, an attempt by the U.S. to increase international pressure against Libya. Where do we stand overall, and what other options might the international community consider in this showdown with Muammar Gaddafi?
Well, I think you've listed all of the realistic options. This gentleman I was referring to, who was the former head of the Libyan Special Forces, was just on Al Jazeera television saying that the last thing that the opposition wants is any kind of foreign boots on the ground. And the only thing he said that they're asking for would be maybe air cover were it needed in a, you know, what they're calling a last-ditch effort against Gaddafi, because they believe that the momentum is on their side. And what he said was that they would want air cover from an African country would be their first choice, from a European country or the EU in general or NATO would be the second choice, and from the U.S. would be their last choice.
Indira Lakshmanan is foreign affairs correspondent for Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you.